We've reached the other side of Upfront and New Front season, and here at Advertising Week, we're taking a peek behind the curtain with the movers and shakers who are making waves in the industry. I'm Michael Gewurzman, this is Upfront Conversations, and today I'm joined by Vince Hudson, VP of Global Audience Marketing at Meta Business Group. Vince, appreciate you joining us today.
Hi, Michael. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Could you just tell us a bit about yourself and your background and your role at Meta?
Yeah, Michael, I have a CPG foundation from a marketing standpoint, from 20 years at Procter & Gamble in brand management. And then I moved from there to exec roles in different companies like American Express, Diageo, Viacom, and Samsung. And so now in my role as Meta, VP Global Audience Marketing for large businesses, it's a ideal job because I get to actually market our game-changing innovation and tools and put them into the hands of marketers just like me at places like New Fronts to create this next generation of this field that I love called marketing. So it's a fun position.
It's a fun position. It's probably the dream gig. So congrats on being on such a cool team there too.
I guess my most important role would be the role I serve here where I'm coming from in my house as girl dad to three and husband to one.
I love that. That's a great answer. So can you just talk about going into the New Fronts, what were Meta's goals heading into them this year?
Well, we had a lot of excitement about kind of going into New Fronts this year because it was perhaps our biggest, most ambitious year to date. We doubled our attendance at our event from last year, over 500 people there to kind of hear what we had coming. And we've gotten to know the New Fronts crowd and the vibe over the last couple of years. So this year, we really upped the entertainment value. I know you're a fan of late night from checking out your LinkedIn page. And so our theme was actually a late night television theme called the Not Quite Tonight Show, complete with our own Emmy Award winning host, Melinda Davenport. And she's a Meta internal communications director, but she was just a blast on stage. And we had a live band. I'm from Louisiana, where Mardi Gras is, so I really appreciated the brass band. So it was, as our senior regional sales leader called it, it was a vibe. But that was kind of the sizzle, I'd say, but there was also substance behind that creative wrapper of late night. So our primary goals, first and foremost, were to really showcase how our video solutions at Meta can really help drive brand performance. And if we do that, that's going to lead to our second goal, which is to really solidify Meta's place in the overall marketing mix and our strong place there. So to do that, the team really grounded the entire program around this theme, Michael, called Forward Faster, because that's exactly what our businesses and clients want from us, is to grow faster and move in the direction that they want to go. So we really focused on a couple of areas for achieving that. Of course, we couldn't have a engagement without starting with AI and all the things that we have been doing and are doing with AI. We wanted to talk about the growth and the potential of Reels and also our robust creator ecosystem. So those are really our kind of three-pronged themes for the year. And it's an exciting time to really be a part of this company with 3 billion people on our platforms daily. We wanted to show up in New Fronts to really highlight how we can, you know, how they can leverage us to close to kind of deal with all the pressure that we have as marketers of, you know, growing businesses and growing brands.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned AI, so I'm going to have to ask about it because it's definitely a trend this year from both Upfronts and New Fronts. You're hearing a ton of people speak about it, but I'm very interested in that Meta perspective. So can you just tell us about the latest advancements in Meta's AI-driven advertising?
Yeah, I mean, AI is really accelerating the pace of business, and Meta's at the forefront of that acceleration, Michael. I often hear from marketers or even business leaders that they're interested in incorporating AI into their business or their marketing plans, but they're not sure where to start. So to that, I say, if you're interested in advertising across our Meta platforms, if you're already doing that, you're already investing in AI technology because we've been doing AI for years. Almost all of our advertisers use at least one of the tools in our AI-powered Advantage Suite to optimize their performance. And for consumers, about 30% of the posts they see that we kind of scroll through or in our Facebook feed are AI recommended. And on Instagram, that number grows to 50%. So AI is not new to Meta, but in terms of our latest advancements, earlier this month, we launched our first Gen AI-powered creative ad features. So These are optimized to generate creative that performs better on our platform. So I know, you know, one of the ways that marketing works, advertising works better on our platform is creative differentiation, we call it, having a variety of different images and words in different combinations. But this costs money. So, and especially if you're creating each one of those kind of in a static way. So we've launched two new features to let marketers and agencies save time and money. One is AI image generation, which can create full image variations inspired by an advertiser's original ad creative. And it will, the AI will kind of create those images for you. The next is AI text generation, and this can create new headlines and text overlays in different positions with different images. Another feature is it's also for efficiency. And I'm kind of dating myself, but if you remember when you would launch a print ad and you'd have different size mechanicals to send off to different magazines with different, you know, with different sizes. Well, the same issue exists in a new day. Now your one image needs to be shot and sized to fit many different formats and surfaces, and that costs time and costs money. So our new AI image expansion feature really uses Gen AI to automatically expand images to perfectly fit multiple surfaces, including, of course, the Reels optimal vertical 9x16 that we love so much. So it's a full circle deal with AI. AI can not only test different combinations to help improve the output and performance of your advertising. Now AI has been leveraged to actually improve your creative input more efficiently. So it's truly full circle.
Yeah, and it's such a cool utilization of the technology. And it's a tool. I mean, it is a tool. I think there's a lot of chatter about AI and what it's going to do and what the implications are. This is a perfect example of how it is a tool to make lives and campaigns easier. So I really love that. Yeah, it's great.
We talked about the campaign aspect of it, but it's also tied to the other thing that I mentioned of our creator ecosystem. So during our New Fronts program, we had a special video appearance. It wasn't there live, but the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, joined us. He really announced a couple of updates to Instagram's creator marketplace, and these are also using AI. So we already had a marketplace in place where brands could connect with creators, but now machine learning is powering stronger creator recommendations for individual brands and allowing for more personalized outreach to really matchmake the creators with the brands. We're testing a new tool internally to predict which organic brand content that's out there from a creator can be best used in a paid campaign. And then the advertiser can then take that content and put it into a partnership ad with the creator. So those are other areas that we're, you know, exploring AI, but, you know, I could use a whole 30 minutes just talking that, of course.
And I could talk about it forever also. I think it's fascinating. Well, you mentioned Instagram, so I'm going to ask about it. Can you just go into what role Instagram and Facebook are playing in Meta's advertising future right now?
Well, you know, those are our big platforms, and they're going to remain that way. So we're committed to innovation across Meta technology. This is going to benefit and the growth and success of both Facebook and Instagram. We look at sources like the IAB, which recently released the data showing that short form video continues to grow faster than premium long form content. And so we're going to leverage this across Facebook and Instagram. With that in mind, Reels becomes our standout tool. And we're continuing to highlight the benefits, the creative agility and the advertising possibility that Reels kind of offers. It's Reels, as you know, as everyone knows, is one of our most engaging formats. That's what, you know, it gets you on there. And 3.5 billion Reels are shared across Meta's platform every day. And on Instagram, Reels now accounts for 50% of the time that's spent within that app. So, of course, you know, innovation on both of our platforms are really right now, Reels and Instagram is really just a dynamic duo right now as well.
It's a great time to be a creator there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Matter of fact, you bring up something that is what we call, I'd call the new trifecta, whereas before, we would look at a brand present on our stage. We'd have a brand present and telling a case study and maybe even an agency. But we actually brought the creators into the mix this time. So on our stage, we had our amazing partners. We had McDonald's there, Wieden and Kennedy, BMW and Mini, along with a well-known creator, Phil Cohen. And they were on stage to share and discuss their unique approaches and partnership. You could just see the partnership in that combination there. And this is new. As I grew up in marketing over the last three decades, having a creator share the stage with the huge advertising agency and the huge client, that's a new deal. But it was really interesting. And they were telling how they were leveraging reels to engage with diverse audiences. You know, taking what the creator does best. And taking how do you apply that to the core of the brand strategy and then bring it to life through the excellence and creator, you know, center of excellence that the agency brings. That's that magical trifecta.
It's a smart approach. I think it was a great way to really leverage the creators and show the success stories there. I like that a lot. You mentioned three decades in the industry. I'm very curious, just having been in the industry for as long as you have, the predictions that you have for the biggest shifts in digital advertising over the next few years, and also just the trends that you're most excited about and paying attention to.
Yeah. Every decade that I've been in marketing is the best decade. And the one coming up is no different, Michael. And you know, it's not a groundbreaking prediction, but the latest thing that has come, like the decade before, I think, you know, there was digital, there's social, but now it's AI. And that's not going to be a surprise to you to hear me say that. But we haven't even scratched the surface of what AI can do. And I'm personally excited to see that all that the future has in store. As these AI-backed tools become more widespread, it's going to enable faster ad creation, as I talked before, more personalized ad experience for the consumer, so a better consumer experience. And for the businesses, a better overall, you know, ad performance. So just like AI, short form video is a trend that's here to stay. So that's another one that I think is going to be here and not going to be a flash in the pan. AI is going to be here and short form video is going to be here. It's really sticky. So we think Reels is going to continue to gain traction and crucial for us to focus on and brands to focus on. And who's going to help make these Reels? Content creators. So that's another kind of theme and prediction for the future. This is just the beginning of unleashing the power and creativity of the billions of people around the world. And so that trifecta is going to become even more important between the agencies and the brands and places like Meta and through creators. In fact, the creator content represents over 40% of our overall content coming from these creators. So as creators continue to shape consumer preferences, we'll see a shift to more sophisticated partnerships. And our creator ecosystem is going to be a part of that matchmaking. So those are a couple of the trends, but one that that was really creating a moment for us on stage was really some of the new immersive technology. I think that kind of coming in and seeing the Ray-Ban glasses come in, and Melinda Davenport was wearing those glasses. She was on stage, videoing the audience from the glasses. I think that immersive technology mixing with AI and the creator ecosystem, it's just a lot to play with in the world of marketing right now.
It's an exciting time. One of the things that I've heard a few experts say about like kind of AI and VR and AR and is as good as it is right now, it's the worst it'll ever be because it's so rapidly evolving that every time we're here now, it's just going to be better tomorrow and the day after and the day after. That's so exciting, especially when you're talking about these mediums and mixed reality and AR and AI and VR and just coming together. It's like you can't even fathom where it's all heading because tomorrow it's going to be 10 times better than it is today. And exactly. You never know. It's super exciting. Yeah.
I think you're right, Michael, because there's innovation in the immersive technology. You got AI over here. You got creators. There's so many pieces that each one of them is expanding exponentially. The combination of them is something that we just haven't seen before. I think it will all still be rooted in brand strategy, brand goals, building authentic relationships with, you know, consumers, having your kind of your place and your purpose as a brand will still be there. So those things that were interesting 30 years ago that were core still have to come, but they're just going to be brought to life in incredibly new ways.
Something you said before, and then I've got one more question after this, but something you said before that I think really sticks with me, and it's a great way to phrase it, is you said that these creators are building communities, right? Not just an audience, but they're building communities. I'm just curious, what that means to you, because I think it's a really important word there and a distinction.
Well, community can really mean, it means different things to different people. For example, one of our clients that was at, that was presenting at New Fronts, BMW, I think, talked about their, a creator who could build sand, you know, statues. And so they recreated a sand model of the BMW. There's a community out there of passionate people that are just into sand statues, right? Of all the things in the world. So even that community, they're so passionate about it, a brand like BMW can tap into that and leverage those passion points to show their beautiful new vehicle brought to life through sand sculpting, right? So there's all these different interests that you would never be able to go make a commercial for, like back in the day, or even advertise in the Sand Sculptors magazine, right? But through Meta and the combination of this creator ecosystem, you can be literally all things to all people. And that is, that's never been possible before.
Such a perfect example of like a niche interest that does. And then to your point, like it builds a community. It's a great example. So as we conclude, just looking ahead, what would you say is the most exciting development at Meta that advertisers should be looking forward to?
We're so focused as we have to be on innovation, and we have a lot in store for advertisers. One of the most anticipated advancements, again, it's going to tie back to the theme of AI, is generative AI and Meta Llamas. That's the next generation of large language models. Ours at Meta are called Meta Llama. Into various aspects, we're going to integrate those into various aspects of advertising on Meta's platform. So one day we imagine a world where every business will have a dedicated AI that their customers can interact with to buy goods or get support. It'll be their always on AI, but it'll be for every brand that you want to interact with, and where every creator can have their own AI so their fans can interact with either them or their AI 24/7. These are the things that are coming in the near future. As a company, we're also still, of course, very focused on the metaverse and pioneering the future of human connection in that space. So to end, like we started, AI is at the core of all of this. It's been at our core, and we're investing heavily to make our products better for people and businesses alike. So that makes me excited, and it should make all those advertisers out there excited. And it made them excited at New Fronts, which made it quite a good vibe.
Well, it is exciting. I'm looking forward to following along, and hopefully next year revisiting this conversation again and seeing where we are, because I can't even fathom it. So thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
Michael, great to meet you, and let's connect again.
Yeah, likewise. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Upfront Conversations. Once again, thank you to Vince for joining us today. And as always, thank you so much to our listeners and our subscribers for coming along with us on this journey as we navigate the crossroads of content and commerce. We'll see you again next time.